This is the first in a special series of programs for Heritage throughout our area, and joining me on the phone right now is Jeremy Rutter, the Heritage Chief Clinical Officer. Jeremy, thank you for coming back on the air.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.
How are things at Heritage right now? And I guess underwritten in that question is the situation, the serious concerns in some instances regarding COVID-19.
Well, right now we're moving forward through some positive COVID cases at our nursing homes in Heritage, specifically in our Chautauqua County facilities. As you know, the positivity rate in the community itself started to spike around December and January, and we're no different where we had seen the spike that's in the community. We're now on the downslope of that, and in fact, just as of yesterday, our COVID unit at Heritage Green has closed. We discharged our last resident out of that area. We are recovering quite well now.
We are speaking on Friday for broadcast on Monday, just to put the proper timestamp on that since you mentioned yesterday. The experience, though, through the winter has been extremely challenging, has it not?
It's been very challenging, especially when it comes to visitation, and a lot of the rules and regulations that surround that will allow for outdoor visitation or window visits, as you might call them. But the weather doesn't seem to want to cooperate. So anytime there's a positive, COVID-positive resident or staff member, we're not allowed to have any type of indoor visitation. So as that occurs, then our family members have to be outside or doing Zoom and FaceTime visits.
There has been some loss of life in Heritage facilities as a result of COVID-19 in Chautauqua County, Jeremy?
There has. Sadly, there has. And COVID is just a devastating disease, and it hits nursing homes the hardest. We have the most vulnerable residents. The national average, as tracked by the CDC, deaths as a percentage of COVID cases, so the number of people who contract COVID in nursing homes and then eventually pass away from it, nationally the average is 23.5%, and that's very high. Our Chautauqua County nursing homes right now are at 2.7%, so we're very thankful for that. We are considerate and certainly pray for those who have lost their life through this.
The challenges now are to keep the disease at bay, and you made reference to the fact that this is a kind of a tricky illness to deal with. I would presume the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you ever in your career working in this kind of work, this area, Jeremy, seen anything like COVID-19?
I have not. I've been in healthcare for over 20 years now, and I've worked in hospitals and nursing homes. I've worked in large trauma centers, and I've never seen anything like COVID. It spreads so quickly, and before you even realize it, it's overwhelming an area, whether that's a nursing home or a hospital or a community. It's hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic that we're going to go through. I don't want to have to go through this again.
And just to reiterate something that probably on behalf of Heritage should be spoken again, and that is that at every one of your facilities throughout this region and throughout the United States, you have in place a very extensive and, may I say, also probably expensive set of protocols that you are going through in order to help make sure that there's as little COVID-19 as possible and hopefully no COVID-19. Those are all still in place, aren't they?
They are. We take a very proactive approach in preventing and responding to COVID. For example, we screen all of our residents and employees every shift for signs and symptoms of COVID. We test all of our employees twice weekly at our cost, at a minimum twice weekly, with many being tested more often. We test all new admissions 3 times in their first 10 days. We clean and disinfect all of our surfaces every 4 hours. We utilize electrostatic sprayers for maximum disinfection. So it is very extensive. We go above and beyond what the CDC and the Department of Health require because we want to be proactive in attacking COVID.
Jeremy Rutter, there's a lot to think about at this point in our conversation. I'm going to ask you just to hold those thoughts for a couple of days. This is the first in a special series of programs that will be running over several days here on WJTN, and I'm going to meet up with you again later in the week to take on another perspective, if you would be so kind.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dennis.
Jeremy Rutter, the Chief Clinical Officer at Heritage.